And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to give you a movie review. This time around, we're going to be talking about The Boogeyman.
What is this? It's the thing that comes for your kids when you're not paying attention.
It's been around forever.
Hidden. In the dark.
So, The Boogeyman is a 2023 American supernatural horror film directed by Rob Savage. It's supposed to be an adaptation of Stephen King's short story. And it was screenplayed by, Scott Beck, Brian Woods, and Mark Heyman. I think that's how they pronounce their names. And I'm a big fan on Stephen King's literature. I haven't read a lot of it, but what I have read, I do enjoy his stories, and some of the adaptations for film on those stories alone are intriguing. There's been very few misses and some good hits here and there. So what do we get as far as this short story come to life? To start off, what is the Boogeyman film? So you get the story of the Harper family, a father and two daughters of Sadie and Sawyer, as they are currently going through some stuff as their mother and wife has passed away due to reasons, and they are being handling that situation and kind of diving into that. And along the way, certain things happen to then attract said boogeyman, this monster that hides in the closet and in the dark and stuff like that, you know. So this film, when it comes to horror movies, I kind of delve into the realm of, is the story intriguing? Are the characters like enjoyable? Is the monster or the trope or the thing that is making you scared good? The horror levels, I would say, you know, the horror context, is it good? And you know, that's kind of the general spice of it. So I will say the horror element of this film, the creature, the ambiance, the score, the music, not so much the music, but the score for sure. This has moments where it gives you the feeling of something in the shadows, something hunting you. And I really like that. They did a reasonably good job. Because I'm a big fan of not showcasing the monster so early on, letting it linger in the background of scenes and stuff like that. Some good cinematography here and there. A couple weird transitions, but they're not that bad. The plot of the story of how we get to the beginning to end is a bit generic, I will say the least. It's pretty generic. And then kind of the driving force, the characters that go along with it. Honestly, the young daughter, who's the young daughter? I'm trying to remember. The young daughter is Sawyer. The young daughter is Sawyer, played by Vivian Blair. She does a good job. Child characters are interesting in the like where you want to see that level of scared. And I think they did a good job there. The child was wandering in here and there. The father character of Will, played by Chris Messina, and the older daughter, Sadie, played by Sophie Thatcher. The story was really driven by Sophie, Sadie, played by Sophie. And she wasn't that great of a character to flow with, and with what the plot was trying to do. I never really felt that there was any sense of like, why should I care about this character? Now Sawyer, Sawyer, she, whenever there was a scene with her, like, okay, like, I'm scared for this little girl. She's like, she's about to get murdered or something. You know, that scenes like that. For sure, the weakest part of this film is the father character of Will. He kind of really downgraded the film because there's very few things. There's like these really bad like horror tropes where things are happening and I'm like, hey, listen, even though it is a horror movie, there's just like, come on, really. And it's not even done right, because it can be done right. And I think the only thing that gives this film any like sense of like redeemability is the horror elements, because when it comes to the boogeyman, I'm like, okay, yeah, that thing's creepy and I would not like to see that in my dreams or in real life. And I think the only thing that just set it back for sure is just kind of the plot and the characters. The plot and the characters are the least enjoyable thing about, and that's supposed to be the driving force of the movie, right? Like, it's supposed to be the characters and the horror element that drives the plot. And with the horror elements really the only thing keeping it together, it's like, okay. Or I'm like, because when it came to all the confrontations or any of these shots when the creature's around, I'm like, oh, I love that. It just didn't click. And that's the disappointing thing, because I want to read the short story to kind of see what it was, because it's hard to kind of do adaptation sometimes, but it's not impossible. If you just take some right elements, it just didn't feel right. I could see that there is some semblance of a undertone, not plot, undertone, the word meaning. There's like an undertone meaning in there. And you can tell what it is, like, you can kind of tell what it is not longing, but acceptance and things like that. But it just never clicked, and it just never made me want to care about any of the characters besides the young daughter. Like, oh, I hope she makes it out alive. Please be safe. But yeah, it just even the underlying meaning behind everything just wasn't really showcased there, and it's very disappointing because it just didn't really satisfy at the end. It barely satisfied the horror for me, honestly. Like, it was like it could have, but it didn't, and that's the disappointing part. So I'm gonna give The Boogeyman a 4 out of 10. It's below average. It's a below average film. Not that bad, but it was like, it's okay. Would I watch it again? Not really. No, not really. No, it's a pretty short film, like an hour and a half. And yeah, there's very little of this film that are really very redeemable besides a couple shots here and there. Nothing to really spot about, but yeah, 4 out of 10. So yeah, let me know what you guys thought of your thoughts on The Boogeyman. Have you watched it? Let me know down below in the comments, or if you're on Spotify. Do you plan to watch it at all, or wait until it becomes on a streaming service or something? Let me know down below. So thanks again for listening or watching. Until next time, see ya.